I spy with my little sty. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I want to take a quick look at the sty. It occurred to me the other day when talking to a patient that I was unclear as to what a patient actually means when they say they have had a sty. And that then got me doubting if I have been using the term correctly. And when a child then told me that they had a pig sty, I then wondered what the word sty actually means and how it was derived. So I thought I'd have a little look, and on this occasion, to refresh my memory, I had a quick thumb through my trusty copy of the Merck manual and also reviewed the relevant pages at patient.info. In my experience, patients use the term sty to describe any eyelid swelling. But there are really two different types of eyelid swelling that we commonly see in urgent care, and I think they often get confused, especially as the community treatment and management is pretty similar. So the two conditions we see are Calasian and Hordeolum. I believe a Hordeolum is what should actually be referred to as a sty. A Calasian is a swelling of the eyelid caused by obstruction of the meibomian gland. They are inflammatory, so they're not infectious, and they usually resolve with time. They're irritating, but not reported to be particularly painful. Warm compresses are helpful, and if they persist, then ophthalmologists can manage them with incision and curettage. They don't require topical antibiotics, but if you are concerned about secondary infection, then oral antibiotics are sometimes used. A Hordeolum is actually divided into two different types, the internal and the external. The external are the most common, and they're caused by infections of the eyelash follicles and the adjacent glands of mole and zeiss. You will often see a little pustule at the base of the eyelash. They're usually painful, and there is associated redness to the area, and they've usually developed quite quickly. An internal Hordeolum is caused by an infection of the meibomian gland. This therefore has the potential for confusion with Calasia, and apparently sometimes a Calasian forms after an internal Hordeolum has resolved. Again, warm compresses and time are the initial treatment. While not usually recommended, oral antibiotics are occasionally used when you suspect associated cellulitis, and ophthalmologists may incise them as well if they're not settling. As with all eyelid swellings, we must be mindful to consider differentials. Subtarsal foreign bodies or lost contact lenses are two things I've seen that have presented as the patient thinking they had a sty. And of course, any lid swelling that is not settling should be reviewed by a specialist to exclude a cancerous lesion. We must always be mindful of orbital cellulitis and always examine the whole eye and not just the lid. Visual acuities should be documented and always make it your practice to document a temperature. So you can see why a patient will call a lid swelling a sty, especially when the internal Hordeolum may lead to a Calasian. But does that mean that we should not use the term ourselves? Should we clearly distinguish between Hordeola and Calasia when telling our patients the diagnosis? Perhaps, but I think this term is deeply rooted in society's vocabulary by now. Now, with regards to the name sty, I have been able to find reference online at the encyclopedia.com and etymonline that the name comes from a Middle English word for riser or to go up. So it seems it's simply describing an eyelid rising or swelling. Anyway, I'll link in the show notes to the patient.info sheets, which are the ones I usually give to patients as they describe the conditions very well. If you have any comments, questions, corrections or suggestions, email podcast at rnzcuc.org.nz. I will be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.